from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, February 12th. Coming up, the COVID-19 vaccine has posed challenges everywhere. We learn about the particular challenges that rural areas are facing. That story from Side Effects Public Media in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration is getting pushback from some overwhelmed local health departments after his decision to further expand eligibility for the current phase of COVID vaccine rollout in Illinois. Hannah Meisel reports.
Pritzker this week authorized people with serious pre-existing conditions, which often make COVID more deadly, to join the state's current Phase 1B of vaccine rollout later this month, no matter their age. Testifying in front of a Senate committee, Robert Geller, the medical director for the Stevenson County Health Department in far northwest Illinois, says the decision leaves him even more powerless against the crush of vaccine demand he's facing.
The announcement of opening up 1B without a clear plan to educate people that the vaccine is in limited supply was very, very irresponsible.
Geller says he's currently getting about 400 vaccine doses each week, and at the current rate, it would take about 5 months to vaccinate just the people in Phase 1B in Stevenson County. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Southern Illinois University leaders say they intend to hold the line on tuition and fees in the coming academic year. At their regular board meeting yesterday, trustees heard from leadership in Carbondale and Edwardsville, along with the School of Medicine in Springfield. All say they hope to keep tuition and fees flat for incoming students, though they're leaving their options open until it's more clear what the state budget will look like. System President Dan Mahoney says COVID-19 has made long-range planning difficult.
That continues to be very challenging given the enormous amount of uncertainty that exists. I'm saying this, but there's never been more uncertainty in higher education of what to expect, and that makes it challenging.
System leaders say they remain hopeful the state will keep funding for next year's higher education budget flat rather than cut. Governor J.B. Pritzker is expected to deliver his budget proposal to lawmakers next week. A new website is asking you to post your thoughts and suggestions about Urbana, whether you live there or just spend some time there. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
The website is called ImagineUrbana.com. Andrea Rudy, who's overseeing the project, says they want to hear what people like about Urbana and what needs improvement.
We're not going to deter negative comments. You know, we need to hear that kind of feedback. In fact, it's probably even more important than some of the nicer things we hear about our city.
Rudy says at ImagineUrbana.com, people can post ideas, fill out a short survey, and mark places on a city map with comments and photos. Their input over the next 2 years will help Urbana officials as they update the city's comprehensive plan, a state-mandated blueprint for land use, development, and other issues. Urbana's last comprehensive plan dates back to 2005. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Illinois officials have announced more than 300 new COVID-19 vaccination locations throughout the state through retail pharmacies, including Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, Meijer, Kroger, and Hy-Vee. Information about vaccine locations is posted at each retail pharmacy's website. Vaccinations are available by appointment only. So far, about 21% of Champaign County's COVID-19 vaccine-eligible population has received their first dose of the vaccine. About 5% have been fully vaccinated. Still to come, online signups and high demand have made the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine challenging. We'll learn more about problems in rural areas. That story from Side Effects Public Media is next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Across the Midwest, the rollout of COVID vaccines has been spotty. Lots of people are having trouble with online signups, and vaccine demand far exceeds supply. That's made the process challenging, especially in rural areas. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports.
For years, the Girl State Training School in central Iowa has sat mostly empty. But on this day, the main building is buzzing as a local vaccination clinic opens. Rooms labeled for social workers, psychologists, and others who once helped delinquent girls are filled with healthcare workers and elderly residents from the rural area.
And it's zooming today. Yeah. We've noticed that despite our best efforts to say come at your scheduled time, people are coming 10, 15 minutes early.
That's Tama County Public Health Director Shannon Zofka, with a volunteer chiming in the background. Zofka says the clinic scheduled 110 people for their first doses. They were selected from a waiting list her department started last month. But aside from the excitement in the air, Zofka says her small staff is stressed. They have to maintain the waiting list while making appointments to dispense a limited number of doses.
Once it gets here and you get rolling, and there's just a lot of unknowns too, with how many doses are we getting? How many people can we actually vaccinate?
Zofka isn't the only rural health official feeling overwhelmed right now. Chris Estel runs the department in Jefferson County. When word got out they were scheduling appointments, 180 slots filled in about 3 hours.
We never could get all the voicemails called back because we could hold 100 voicemails. We couldn't even get through all the voicemails.
Estel says about a quarter of county residents are 65 plus. Like many rural counties, that's higher than the statewide average. But she's not keeping a waiting list. She says it's too complicated with rapidly changing information coming in. Estel says they're scheduling first come, first serve appointments as doses come in. But high demand has pushed some to call or contact her through her personal Facebook account.
Nope, not gonna, not even starting that, not even gonna go down that road. So you have to set professional boundaries, and that's very, very difficult in a small rural community.
Ting Long Dai, a professor of operations management at Johns Hopkins University, says rural areas have additional obstacles. For example, most just don't have the ultra-cold storage needed for the Pfizer vaccine, which accounts for just under half the doses administered in Iowa so far.
So I think we need to really think carefully about equity. So equity does not just mean the quantity of vaccines allocated to each area. It also means what kind of vaccines people are getting.
And Dai says to address supply problems, Iowa should follow the lead from another rural state, West Virginia. It registers qualified residents at the state level and gives them a place in line to avoid overwhelming small local departments. Governor Kim Reynolds says Iowa is working on it.
I don't think people really want to get vaccines like next day, next hour. People just want to get that kind of assurance.
That assurance is what Linda Robbins wants. She's 69 and lives in Epworth, a town of about 2,000. Robbins hasn't heard anything from her county about how to get vaccinated, but several friends in Des Moines have gotten their appointments at places like the Hy-Vee grocery store.
Tell us something. You know, just let me know. I mean, I know there's a shortage, and I know I'm probably not going to be first, but just tell us what the plan is.
Back at the Girl State Training School, 67-year-old Deborah Bohanek is getting her first dose of the Moderna vaccine along with her husband and aunt.
Do you want this in your right or your left arm?
I think we're going to go left.
Okay.
Bohanek feels incredibly fortunate to get her family vaccinated this quickly. She just happened to notice a Facebook post from the health department.
You know, when you watch across the country, everybody waiting and waiting, that it's just, this is a miracle we got the first day.
Bohanek says she would have been happy if her family got vaccinated by June. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Natalie Krebs.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says cloudy skies continued cold today with a high of 18 degrees and wind chill readings down near zero. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Jennifer Fuller, Jim Meadows, and Natalie Krebs. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.